This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Live, bring up anything that you want right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the website. You can actually create the content right there, the front page, those news items that you see as you scroll down were all of them submitted by listeners like you. Every now and then, Mark, you and I might throw something up there, but that's pretty occasional. Like 99.9% of the content there has been put there by listeners like you, and maybe it was you. So go there and get creative, get editing, throw something up on our site at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight is Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So I've been teasing this story for a couple days now, and I want to get to it because we've been following the saga of the ride-sharing companies on this show for the last few years since they've basically come across our radar. Uber, Lyft, these are two of the more popular ones. These are have either of you ever taken an Uber or Lyft ride?
No, not I.
I have not either. I tried once. It was in Austin, Texas. Mark, you were there.
Yes.
We had arrived at the airport and realized we didn't take care of our travel plans once we got to the airport, so we were desperately trying to figure out what to do, and I thought, Uber, let's try this. We've been talking about it. So I downloaded the app, and then Uber apologized when I ran the app because Austin, Texas is one of the many cities around the country that is effing with Uber and trying to do everything they can to put a stop to their business.
Uber's just a little too weird for Austin.
Yeah, right. So now, of course, not just Austin. As I pointed out before, there's headlines that Seoul in South Korea is threatening to crack down on Uber. And now also the story I've had for a few days, Memphis from BenSwan.com. Memphis has created a task force to arrest and fine Uber and Lyft drivers.
Wow.
The popular rideshare companies Uber and Lyft have been forced to do battle for the right to do business against overzealous bureaucrats and antiquated livery regulations in cities, counties, and states across the U.S. A recent dust-up with Virginia regulators ended in victory as the state backed off of its cease-and-desist order against the innovative startups. Rideshare services have quickly become an excellent source of part-time employment for people struggling to find jobs and maybe reducing drunk driving fatalities, both of which, it would seem, would help politicians meet policy goals. However, WREG Television is reporting that Memphis city officials responding to complaints by
Taxi cab drivers.
That's right.
By their unions and their owners.
By local taxi drivers are focusing their energies on enforcing out-of-date livery regulations that were designed long before the innovative technology behind Uber and Lyft existed, rather than trimming regulations to fit with modern business models. The city of Memphis has issued a cease and desist order against the rideshare companies, which Uber and Lyft intend to defy. However, in order to add teeth to the city's threats, a police task force has reportedly been created to fine and arrest the company's drivers. Hmm. Now, I'm going to stop the story here just to give you a little more information in case you don't know. Uber and Lyft and I think another one, there's a couple others out there. These are ride-sharing services. You get on this service, you can offer rides basically to people if your car meets certain qualifications, basically. There's
ride-sharing. I mean, so you... You know, I mean, I think that the idea was is to sort of help people do carpooling sort of initially, or that's mm-hmm. the idea. But what it's turned into is essentially jitney cabs.
It's a business. It's people helping people get from point A to point B. But they call it ride sharing because these people aren't, you know, they're not part of a taxi company. Uber and Lyft aren't taxi companies. They don't have dispatchers. It's just software that helps link buyers with providers, mm-hmm. basically independent contractors, essentially. And it's a huge threat to the existing taxis. You can't call it a monopoly, oligopoly, perhaps, a group of established businesses who like the way things have been for the last as long as there have been cars. And, you know, now things are, you know, their business model has been threatened by these new upstarts.
Literally, I understand the Uber drivers are really beholden to their ratings, that Uber cuts them loose if they get below 4.6 out of 5.
Wow. That's awesome.
Jeez. Yeah, livery was something that was going on before cars. This is, I mean, this is how old, you know, what they're doing, what the model of taxi cabs is.
So according to the story, at issue are permits, vehicle inspections, and the associated fees that the city collects, which are a significant burden for part-time rideshare drivers. Aubrey Howard, chief official at the Memphis Permits Department, told WREG Television, quote, "We are not attempting to curtail commerce. What we want is if they're going to do business here, they have to follow the rules." Reportedly, drivers.
It's like, we'll just make any old rule we want, and then you're bad if you don't follow it.
Mm-hmm. Reportedly, drivers caught working for Uber and Lyft could be arrested, fined up to $400, and face suspension of their driver's licenses. Aubrey Howard at Memphis Permits says, quote, "We think sending out a task force will make these companies move a little faster." He confessed that the industry is evolving and may need updated laws. Memphis license administrators characterize the rideshare companies as bullies. They're bullies. The rideshare companies are bullies. These are the innovators, the upstarts, the people who've come into the marketplace with something unique, a neat service to offer to people that changes the way business has been done.
Well, that's what the people who created that's what the people who made candles thought about the light bulb manufacturers.
They were bullies.
They're God. They're driving us out of business. The people who, made horseshoes thought that these cars, if you go more than 15 miles an hour, it'll suck the air out of your lungs. I mean, they're dangerous.
And the taxi cab drivers, I'm sure, are completely sold on the idea of the medallions and of the bureaucracy. And the Uber people are just coming in and stealing from them. They're stealing from them.
It's not stealing.
No, it isn't. You're right. It's not stealing at all.
It's only stealing if you own something. If you have something that is yours, it's your property. These customers aren't your property. Right? So the taxi cab customers.
Yeah, well, what I mean is it's like they're. It is perceived as though they're stealing their medallions from them.
They took our jobs. That's the way they see it. Mm-hmm. It's that whole protectionist racket. You, the customer, have no volition. You do not get to choose. You should not have competition. There should not be disruption in the marketplace. Innovation should not occur. We should not do things better, cheaper, more efficiently. You, the customer, should have to pay, you know, $2.15 every eighth of a mile, and, you know, $1.50 whenever I flip the switch, and another $2.50 every 10 minutes that I have to wait. You know, whatever this arbitrary number that they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
No. This is the internet age, and I'm sorry, your old model stinks.
Taxi companies in the city currently have to pay for permits, vehicle inspections, and background checks, regulations which do hurt taxi drivers in a time in which rideshare companies are growing in popularity. Uber and Lyft do have internal safety policies which include vehicle inspections and higher insurance standards than the city of Memphis even requires. WREG talked to a local Uber and Lyft driver named Vijay. That's interesting. I didn't know you could work for both companies at the same time. Named Vijay about the issue, who said she would defy the cease and desist order. Quote, "The letter went to Uber and Lyft, not to us. So as far as I'm concerned, Memphis hasn't told me personally anything."
I don't care if they have, but okay.
She also indicated that Uber is encouraging drivers to continue working despite the ban. And this sounds familiar because when our listener Uber George called in from Virginia, that was when Virginia's state government had issued a cease and desist to Uber, similar to what's happening in Memphis, but it was statewide for all of Virginia.
Mm.
And Uber had sent an email out to all their drivers saying, look, we've got your back. If they come after you, we'll cover the cost of defense. So giving their drivers the added oomph, the little lift they might need to take that risk. Because this is risky. You could end up in handcuffs if you're an Uber or Lyft driver in Memphis, Tennessee, or in many other places, where Memphis is just the first to create a police task force to do this investigation. That doesn't mean there aren't detectives or others who are also considering doing sting operations and or operating them right now in other cities.
Or didn't make the task force without telling the news.
Exactly. So we'll keep you in the loop as we learn more about the continued drama with Uber and Lyft. I find it fascinating. And what I love about it, of course, is that Uber and Lyft aren't bending over in all the cases for the cities. They're standing up there, at the very least, standing up for the right to do business and innovate. Because if we don't have innovation in the world of business, then we're just stagnating, and that's no good for consumers. It's no good for the world. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-3733 and join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. All you have to do is send a quick contact request. It will be approved once we get around to seeing it, and then from that point on, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And we'll continue with your calls in moments.
You can get your bitcoins by going to expresscoin.com. They make it easy for you. Not just Bitcoin, but all kinds of other cryptocurrencies available there at ExpressCoin. They pride themselves on their customer service. They make it easy, fast, safe, inexpensive, and completely legal for you to get cryptocurrencies of all sorts. I'm a big fan of Bitcoin, but they've also got the Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin. They're available in Canada. All you have to do is send a check, money order, wire transfer, or you can go to a local credit union in your town that has shared branching, make a deposit there in an account, and have your Bitcoins within a business day. They make it easy for you. At ExpressCoin.com, you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app. It's ExpressCoin.com.
I gotta get that. Gotta get that app.
Let's go to Tom in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, it's about the stuff that's going on with the local supermarkets here in New Hampshire. As you may know, well, you don't have a market basket there in Keene, but you do have one nearby in Swansea.
And, it's pretty much the same place, Tom, just so you know, Keene and Swansea. Swansea's like South Keene, basically. Go ahead.
But what's been going on is these workers, including senior management, they really like the CEO, the former CEO who got fired. See, he gave big bonuses, some profit-sharing bonuses, and the board of directors didn't like that. But if he's giving big profit-sharing bonuses, that must mean they're making big profits to share. And
indeed.
So he must be doing something right. And
yeah, it's always – I've working as a salesperson in ad sales most of my adult life, I found it always kind of strangely amusing and disconcerting when the employer didn't want people in sales to make good money. If your employers are doing well, you're doing well. To eye their paychecks greedily is contrary to good business.
It is. And see, it's easy to side with the workers. The people who bag the groceries are the little guy, and they're getting these bonuses, and the prices are low. The CEO decided to have this big sale for a year where everything is 4% off. And so the customers like that, too. So they like this guy. And the board of directors says, we don't like him because we're greedy, or that's the way it's being portrayed. And can you believe it? Some of the senior management were leading workers in walkouts and revolt, and the company had the nerve to fire them for that? Isn't it positively scandalous? You fire somebody just for leading employees on a revolt. But the thing is, the customers are shopping elsewhere because here's this bandwagon, here's this movement, here's this power thrill that we're going to force Market Basket to rehire that CEO, or else everybody's walking off the job and all the customers are going to stop coming in. Checkmate. It's a power thrill, and it's totally risk-free. From my point of view as a customer, I just go shop somewhere else. And what are they going to do? Tell me I can't come back into the store? Then I can still feed my family. So it's real easy for a lot of the customers to just go shop somewhere else, even though the prices are a bit higher for now. But if
the the prices aren't higher if the food's not on the shelf. Right. Like, so right now, this Market Basket thing, Market Basket, I think, is a Northeast regional chain, but I could be wrong. I don't really know. I know they're definitely in the Northeast. I'm sorry?
Massachusetts and New Hampshire, 71 stores from what I've been reading. And
so they are literally, there's literally no food on some of the shelves at the Market Basket store, like produce, for instance. It's just not there. I've seen the photos.
Well, your warehouse people walked off the job, and it's like, hey, board of directors, guess what? I mean, this is our way of saying checkmate. I think it's the thrill of And for some customers, it's doing the right thing. For some customers, it's worried that the prices are going to go up if the.
What are you saying is doing the right thing? That's what I'm confused about. What are you advocating? What side are you taking a side in this? Or are you just like watching with the popcorn and you know waiting to see what happens?
I'm watching with the popcorn myself, but the fired CEO is getting all the support from the workers, and mm-hmm. it's easy to take the side of these workers against the board of directors, because if the board of directors wants to raise the prices, then that's, you know, for one thing, that's going to be detrimental to the customers. So I say, what's the doing the right thing? They're just trying to make more money, and we like Arthur T, and the customer is always right. So this is the thing that is, I think, for a lot of the customers, joining in the revolt is a way of jumping on a bandwagon and enjoying the power of the customer is always right.
Ah, I see where you're coming from. Okay, I get your point there.
It may very well be, but I've got to say that Market Basket is a really great grocery store. And
I've only been there once or twice.
I've been there quite a few times. It's not convenient for us to go to, as far as you know, location and that kind of thing. So we don't go there. By no means do we go there every time. But I mean, you know, when you like a grocery store, you like a grocery store, and when customers have that kind of reaction to your business, it's really good. It's very difficult. Look at the other grocery stores in town. I've never heard anyone rave about Market Basket or rave about the other grocery stores the way they do about Market Basket. That's really tough to buy. If you buy, the way you get that is because of good employees. The way you get good employees is what the CEO has done, and they're getting rid of him. They're just turning Market Basket into another boring, banal, you know, grocery store.
Let me point something out here that what I've been doing when I go to the other stores is I talk to the manager about giving jobs to some of those workers, because I can attest as a customer, as a regular customer for many years at the local Market Basket, that they are very good workers. I never had any trouble getting the help I needed, and they're always glad that they can help me get what I'm looking for. So in that respect, putting in a good word for them to the managers of the other stores that are swamped with all these customers and trying to keep up with the demand, they're hiring. So that's one way.
Now, what's happening at the Market Basket? I mean, I haven't been following. I have to admit, the first day I've actually done any research on this was today, and it's been developing for several days up here.
It's actually been developing for months, but yeah.
Okay, well, it's going on for decades, actually. But, Tom, go ahead.
It's, like, unreal to walk into a supermarket and see signs apologizing for the empty shelves and saying that this wouldn't have happened if the board of directors hadn't fired Arthur T. DeMola.
Thank you for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, it's a mess. I mean, and we can talk more about it. I've got some background information on how it all got this way. It's crazy. 855-450-FREE. You take control of Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you like by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So, also, if you need focus and you're feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, you really need to look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. And over at modup.net, they provide only the highest premium modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy the significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. And modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You can order from modup.net and get 33% off when you pay with Bitcoin. Make the deal even better. Use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So use code FTL at modup.net. It's great service at a great price. Modup. modup.net. Use code FTL. As we continue, here and give you more information on this situation, which is resulting in food being off of the shelves at a grocery store in the Northeast, several grocery stores, a whole chain of them actually, Market Basket is the name of this store. Mark, you sound like a regular shopper at the Market Basket.
Well, I don't do the shopping in my home for food, but Market Basket is the farthest grocery store from our house in the metro.
Mm-hmm.
We go there when we can, but not
regular. Oh, so you're not regular. Okay. You were singing its praises in the last
break. It's a great grocery store.
That you were a regular. I've been there a couple times. I've heard people raving about it, and I guess what has happened has been an absolute debacle where the staff of the stores, many of them are actually protesting. They are on strike, even though there's not a union present at Market Basket. In fact, one could argue that one of the reasons why Market Basket has such low prices is they don't have unionized employees.
Well, apparently they have a union of sorts, just not a union under some large blanket, right?
Like, right. There's no dues
they're organized.
Being paid. Somebody's organizing here, but there are no dues being paid that I know of. There's no, you know, like at certain grocery stores, in order to work there, you have to be a member of some sort of grocer's union. That is not present at the Market Basket store. So we've got a different Tom in Michigan City listening to WIMS. Hello, Tom.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
I was talking about the Uber thing. I was in Moscow back in 2000, and they had something similar to this long before the internet craze came in.
Okay, and what was that?
And, basically, they would hold out their fingers down low and, like, with almost like your thumb out, and people would stop by and they would negotiate at that point where they wanted to go, how it worked. And basically, that's what would happen is that they would stop and you would negotiate. And if they were going your direction or if you were going their direction, they would pick you up and you'd pay them a few rubles and, you know, go on your way.
Is it kind of like hitchhiking with money?
Yeah, that's exactly what it really was. It was hitchhiking with money. And people would pay for their cars that way. And of course, at that time, the economy was really bad in Russia. And so they were doing anything possible to stay afloat.
Neat.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. It kind of, it's interesting that the hitchhiking culture here in the United States, what there is left of it, because mostly people won't pick up hitchhikers any longer. It never really seemed to include money for gas or something like that.
Right. Well, this worked fairly good. It was interesting. Of course, I don't speak Russian, and there was like 8 of us in our party, so we had to split up. And so the guy who did speak Russian, he negotiated for us to get a ride in this one car, and then he got into another car later on. And as we were going on, the car started smoking, and the guy was swearing in Russian, and then all of a sudden he pulled over and said, "Get out."
Well, that ride doesn't sound like it worked out perfect.
Yeah, we were sort of stranded there, and then, of course, the other car luckily saw us, because otherwise we'd have been stranded in Moscow without knowing anything about the
It makes me wonder what happens when an Uber car breaks down. If you are in someone's car, it's an Uber driver, and there's car trouble. Will another Uber driver come pick you up? Is there a tow service?
I imagine they would at some point.
Yeah, I just wonder what's the process to handle that within the Uber company? How do they deal with that? Tom, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, the other thing is, and this is a really difficult question because I'm very much a free person and libertarian, but the concept of these taxi people have relied on the government to regulate their business. And I've heard that they pay close to $500,000 for some of their medallions.
Oh, yeah. It depends on the market.
In New York City, that could be true.
I've heard New York City's up to $1 million now, but, that's pretty ridiculous.
Can you imagine if you actually played by the rules, if you want to call it that, and spent $1 million, maybe 4 years ago or something like that, and then this thing goes along and actually puts them out of business? Because I can see where you could feel like you got cheated, and I certainly don't think the government's going to refund that money.
No, but it's true. You did get cheated. I mean, you gave a criminal gang, a criminal enterprise, $1 million or $500,000, so they would allow
to enjoy
you
exclusivity, an artificially created exclusivity in
right.
the marketplace.
So they would ostensibly protect you. But, they're a criminal gang, and if they screw you on the deal, then there's not much you can do about it, right?
Right, and of course we're realizing the criminal gang is the government.
Exactly.
The biggest organized crime.
You got it, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you're a driver for Uber or Lyft or a passenger, certainly you're welcome to share your thoughts on the continuing crackdown that these poor people are experiencing. Just trying to give rides to people, man. And it's gone on for a long time. I mean, they were even targeting people since before Uber and Lyft. I remember the story from years ago of the grandfatherly gentleman who picked up a woman, an attractive young woman, at a local grocery store. I think it was in Miami. Turns out she was an undercover cop or working with the police. And
well, he didn't even want to take any money from her.
That's right. She tried to offer him like $5 for the ride home, which she'd asked for, what was ostensibly her home. And he refused initially the $5, yep, but then reluctantly accepted it.
At some point with her cajoling, she was able to give him some money for gas.
Yeah, and then he got arrested for it. So
because God knows if you're an undercover cop and you take the ride, you wouldn't want to just leave the guy alone if he said no thanks to the money. You got to keep on pressuring him.
No, you got to get the arrests.
Right. I mean, you know, I spent an hour or an hour and a half on this undercover thing. I can't just go away without getting, you know. I mean, ultimately,
do the right thing and
ultimately,
leave somebody alone.
If you wander up to somebody and try to give them money, sooner or later they're going to take it from you just to make you go away, you crazy person.
Right.
That's not justification for throwing somebody in jail.
Now, Ian, I've got a perspective I'd like to get your perspective on. Last week I was listening to Econ Talk. The guest was Michael Munger from Duke University, I think, and he was talking about Uber. And he likened a, kind of tongue-in-cheek, I think, he likened a medallion to the deed that he had to a stand of pine trees, a deed of land to a bunch of timber.
Yeah.
And he both could, it could be argued, are legal fictions. So if some guys were chopping his trees down and he went to see what was going on, they would say, well, you know, this is
hey, dude, you don't own the land anyway, man. The trees are given to us by God.
Your deed to the land is just an old fashioned sort of a thing, and it's going away in the new world.
Yeah, I think the difference is that you can show ownership of the land justifiably. The government really can't show ownership of my taxi cab dollar.
We will come back with more. You can share your thoughts, whether it is the under-fire ride-sharing services or empty grocery shelves. We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world, attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money, access a vast library of books, and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind tonight at 855-450-FREE, as with every night, 855-450-3733. We've got a website. You can go there and enjoy the features waiting for you. Those other talk show hosts in the world, most of them want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free. So go over and enjoy at freetalklive.com, and you can help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertising, Market, and Promote, and all we're asking for is $5 a month. We take that money in, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations. I got an agreement from a couple of new stations in New Jersey today, as a matter of fact.
Bringing some freedom to New Jersey.
Yep, looking forward to being able to make the official announcement about that once the stations come on board. But it's money from the AMP program that helps us bring new radio stations on, helps us fund satellite channels to broadcast to different parts of the globe, hopefully more soon, and send us to industry conventions and things like that to sort of press the flesh. We also do advertising with Google AdWords and bring internet listeners in that way. So your $5 a month goes a long way towards reaching new people with the ideas of freedom. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal. You can also do Visa and MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks as well. So for quite a while, this last week, there's been a lot in the news, a lot of pictures on Facebook from the shelves of a place called Market Basket. Now, Market Basket is, as I understand it, kind of like a discount grocer, but not quite to the point of like a Big Lots or, as they call them, Ocean State Job Lots, sort of clearance warehouse stores. Not to that point.
Right, it's not the kind where you have to bring your own cardboard box to carry the stuff away. But they do have a lot of their own brands, and, their brands are often quite good. They bring people in with loss leaders, mm-hmm. very good ones, and they do something different because they're able to offer quite low pricing with a largely normal grocery store experience. And then there's just this sort of atmosphere of people working there are happy.
So apparently the people that are working there are not happy right now, and many of them are not working because they've decided to go on strike in support of one of the CEOs, the previous CEO, who apparently was just recently ousted by the board of directors of the organization. And there's a long sort of a backstory that goes into this. Now, I didn't know any of this until today. There's a website called the Gloucester Clam, and I don't know if that's, I guess that's Massachusetts.
Gloucester.
Anyway, the Gloucester Clam, Market Basket's storied history of crazy. Most of you are probably aware, unless you live under a rock or in West Gloucester,
that I think it's Gloucester.
Gloucester? Okay.
I don't think Ian's doing poorly with it.
I think the New Englanders pronounce it Gloucester.
I don't believe that. I can't believe they would pronounce an ER in New England.
Gloucester.
Gloucester. Okay.
Gloucester? I don't know. I don't claim to know how these things go.
He's not doing bad for somebody who's not from here attempting to replicate
it. I really don't.
You know, I mean, that I to some extent, I don't mind lampooning the way they talk here because, for God's sake, it's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Just take a look at Worcester and how they spell that.
Mm-hmm. Worcester. Anyway, moving on. Right, so this actually, Glau, C-E-S-T-E-R, so shouldn't it be Gloucester? I mean, it's actually spelled, the end of Gloucester is spelled the same as Worcester. So
yes, so it's
Shouldn't it be?
Not Cester.
Right, Glau, okay, so, but then maybe it should just be Gloucester.
But I don't think it's Glau, I think it's Glau.
Gloucester. Anyway, welcome to New England. So back to the story here, the history behind this protest, because the store shelves are empty and Americans aren't used to dealing with stuff like that.
No, they're not.
So what's the backstory here? Well, there's upheaval going on at the local beloved discount grocery chain. But why, you ask? All right, let's dissect it. It is a soap opera of epic proportions. And it's going to take 2 days. Fasten your seatbelts and crack open a beer or eight. Back in my first business law class, discussing the Demolis case took up more than one full week of class. And this was years before this current drama. At the end, half the class still walked out whispering, "What the F even happened? Is there some kind of elaborate flowchart regarding this case? Where do JFK and the stripper fit in?" Let's turn the clam time machine back to 1916 and start this off, shall we? There's a lot of cursing in here that I'm editing out, by the way. So back then, a Greek immigrant named Anastasios Arthur Demolis and his wife started a tiny grocery in Lowell, Massachusetts, selling fresh lamb. That was it.
Those Greeks are wizards at entrepreneurship.
American dream, y'all.
There's this saying that if you give a Greek man a sandwich, he'll cut it in half and and open a restaurant. And I told this when I was in Crete to a tour guide who's, you know, she was very interested in coming to the United States, and I think that, you know, she had something arranged for that or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, "What do people in the United States think of Greek people?" And I don't think people in the United States think of Greek people very much, except they have nice restaurants, right? Like, you know, oh, good, they have restaurants. But I this is the one sort of thing that I'd heard about Greek people, so I'm like, I shared that one piece of information. And she kind of furrowed her brow and thought about it, and she said, "Does this mean that they think that they're good businessmen, or does this mean that they think they're miserly?" And I'm like, I think that those things are just the same thing, right? Like, a good businessman is to some extent miserly, you know? And it's just how one chooses to view being a good businessman. I've always, you know, I mean, I've always respected the Greeks for their sort of, you know, love of family and doing good business and things like that. But I'm sure that there are people out there that just think that they're, you know, mean little misers or whatever. I have no idea.
Well, that's what this Market Basket conflict is going to break down to, as the article will explain, is that this now ousted CEO, who was literally just released not too long ago, apparently, he was known as being this generous individual to the employees, and they're upset that he's gone because they feel like the board of directors is trying to basically, you know, screw them, cut them back.
They know what's coming.
Yeah, that, you know, the glory days are over and that they're going to try to cut costs and cut costs to the bone, and that's going to hurt the employees and from what they're used to getting. So back to the story. So they, you know, this Greek couple, the Demoulas family. They've moved to Lowell, Massachusetts in 1916. They're selling lamb. And they do this in being a family-owned business, eventually pass it off to their two sons, Telemachus, a.k.a. Mike, because no one can pronounce Telemachus, and George. The brothers expand the business to a supermarket chain of more than a dozen stores in the 50s and 60s. It's going well, right? That's until George dies of a heart attack on vacation in Greece in 1971. Then S starts getting real. Mike now...
Nelson. I don't know. They just use an explanation sometimes.
Mike now owns this huge empire, and although the brothers had promised to take care of each other's families in the event one of them died, Mike slowly went full a-hole instead. Although at first he bought George's widow and the children everything that kids love, like condos and liquor stores, he eventually sneakily had them signing paperwork that gave himself more control of the company. George's family didn't really have the business experience their father had and trusted their uncle to handle things like he'd promised. Well, Mike,
you know, this is one of the things that's very difficult is that, you know, the people that make themselves, they make their own business.
Mm-hmm.
Their kids oftentimes have no motivation to learn these skills.
Well, it's like new money. I mean, they don't know where it came from. They don't understand how the business was created from scratch. They weren't there for it. They don't have the appreciation for coming up through the ranks.
It's just an expectation that they're going to, that life is going to be good because life has been good up to this point. And, you know, I find it very disconcerting. It's something I try very hard with my son is to, you know, show him the value of the dollar and things like that. But I get the feeling that, you know, people just have to come to a certain age before they're even willing to pay attention to these things.
So Mike explained to George's family that he had opened the Market Basket chain to circumvent the laws limiting liquor licenses to one company. He had George's widow removed from the board of directors over her involvement with another man, and eventually he left George's family with a pittance compared to what the chain's worth should have been at that point by moving assets into secondary companies owned only by his side of the family, including Lee Drug, which is a chain they sold to Walgreens for major bucks. In 1990, George's family gets tax notices about the sale of company stock. This immediately sets off their BS detectors because, to their knowledge, they hadn't sold any stock. So the family figures out what's going on and sues Mike. It takes years, and it's an insane court battle worthy of a lifetime special. Cousins punch each other in the back of courtrooms, and eventually a state policeman has to be present at every hearing to limit the punchings. George's son dies, and family members are barred from the funeral. Six lawsuits span the 1990s. Every lawyer in the state seemed to be involved. Mike's family had 19 lawyers at one point involved with the case.
Wow.
Coming up, we'll tell you how the stripper figures into the story here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. Store shelves are empty in one grocery chain here in the Northeast. We're giving you the backstory. It's Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.